We are recording this Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program on July 3rd, just before the July 4th holiday and all the fireworks display going off and near the rec park right by the pool. And our Honorable Mayor, Patrick Taylor. Dr. Taylor, I have one of your mugs in my hand.
All right.
And I'm telling you, the coffee drinks real nice out of it.
Great job. That's the plan.
The 80th anniversary for Rotary, and always a great show.
The Chamber of Commerce puts on, funds the fireworks. The Rotary Club does all of the events at the ball field prior to the fireworks during the day. Our Recreation Department, under the leadership of Lester Norris, they get out, make sure everything goes smoothly at the rec park and on that field day event. Really, I don't think people realize the challenge we have on putting on the fireworks. We've had a tremendous amount of development around the rec park and in town, and we have to get special clearance and comply with the county fire marshal that has concerns always about when you have pyrotechnics go off. Kind of keep your fingers crossed that we can continue to have such a fireworks display of that magnitude here in the center of the town.
We've been running your public service announcement talking about the Governor's Safety Week.
The North Carolina State Patrol runs sobriety checks. Macon County Sheriffs will do it. And also our police department, Franklin, Silva, they all participate in this statewide program. A few years ago, Steve, when I first became mayor, State Patrol set up a sobriety check at the community center. And this one person called up irate and said, "Why did you let them do that? I don't have the authority to control the North Carolina State Patrol. If they want to set up a roadblock, a sobriety check anywhere on a public road in North Carolina, they will do it, and they don't have to inform anyone as to what is going on. They answer to the state officials and the governor, and that's just the program that we have in the state trying to reduce DWI traffic deaths and injuries."
In the paper, all right, I did not read it today. I was a little busy just getting ready for the July 4th holiday, and this being a Thursday, word has it that Mayor Taylor attended the No Kings protest.
Well, let me clarify that, Steve. Forget the word has it. I did attend that protest.
Right.
I have attended protests throughout my life when I felt concerned and motivated to do so. I'll continue to do so. My concern is the separation of powers at the federal level, the different branches of government, the separation of powers of the executive, legislative, and the court. I will express my right to protest from time to time if the voters of Highlands think that those actions on the part of the mayor disqualifying, so be it. I'm an American citizen, and I can express my political concerns just like any other citizen.
Last time I checked, we became a country because of the independence of its citizens.
That's right, and okay. That's what we're celebrating on Independence Day.
Are you going to run for mayor Friday, July 18th, noon, to decide?
The filing for municipal office will start July the 7th, and it will go through 12 o'clock, July the 18th. We have two board vacancies, which will be on the ballot, plus the mayor. I am reviewing my options. There's no secret. August 1st, I'm 77.
You don't look 77.
Well,
you starting to feel it?
No. Not really, but if I were to go for another term, I'd be 81 at the end of that term. So that's something I need to think about. I love what I do as the mayor. It's been an honor to serve as the mayor of Highlands. Every 4 years, there's a period of reflection and assessment before a decision is made.
I'm pretty good at looking at people's energy, but I can't tell with you. You really don't know yet.
I will be honest with you, and haven't made this public. I've talked with you about this. I almost died this year. I was running. We talk about me running in these Grand Prix races all over the country. Toward the end of last year in those races, I started to kind of feel like I would fade and not keep up with my expectations from what training I'd been doing. To my credit, I went to my doctor and I said, "I think I need a workup, a checkup, certain things that's going on with me." So I did a stress test. I thought I had aced that. I didn't even breathe hard. I was getting ready to go do another race in Lubbock, Texas, and my physician called me and says, "Your stress test reveals you have a problem. and I need to send you to a cardiologist. I said, well, I'm going to do a race this weekend, so I'll do it after. Can we do it later? And he said, no. He said, you could fall dead if you run another race. Yeah. That's what the stress test indicates. So I did have a blockage, a 90% blockage on my Widowmaker artery. My physician was right. I went and had a stent put in. I feel great. I'm back to racing, albeit I'm on medication that I didn't think I'd ever have to take now, but I'm doing that. I feel great. But to my credit, and I say this because a lot of people tend to ignore symptoms, I would have never thought I had a problem unless I was doing that competitive racing, because I never had any chest pains. I never felt bad, except when I really tried to push it in a race and I saw people who were in their 80s passing me and I couldn't keep up with them. I knew that wasn't normal, and I went and got checked out. So I encourage people, of course, to always go and consult with your physician if you have any concerns about your health. A lot of times those moments of talking with your physician can be life-saving moments, as I learned this past year.
I think people on the fence about ignoring some of those issues, you probably saved their life if they're listening to this.
Steve, I've been reluctant to say anything because my health is my private matter. I thought this is the time to let people know if things don't feel right, you need to address it. And the best way to do that is to consult with your physician to see what their assessment is.
Well, I'm going to go get checked. Just, you know, I'm getting up there now, but, you know, I'm 72. I'll always be younger than you.
Well, you're a young man.
The playground funding, we're pretty close. You said before we came in, $200,000 needed.
Commissioner Brian Steeler has done a wonderful job in promoting and developing that concept, along with Commissioner Jeff Weller, who's on the County Recreation Committee. They have raised a lot of money, got a lot of commitments, and I think we're about $200,000 or thereabout short of being able to get started on that all-inclusive playground. We were hoping we could get what we call a PARTEF grant in May and June, but there were a gazillion other organizations applying. We did not get that grant. But nevertheless, I know that Highlands is a wonderfully generous community. I'm very optimistic that there will be some folks that will step forward, make a contribution that will put us over the top, and we can get started on this project.
I know a lot of people that could just put this on the card, and maybe they're listening right now, maybe write a check.
Well, to be quite frank, we have so many people that are coming in this community that are very well off, and this has been a great history of Highlands. People come here. They love this community, and they invest in it by donating to the nonprofit.
And the Mountain Theater, the funding, they're a little bit behind. They've got great, great theater.
They were caught by Helene right at the critical time when they sprint to the finish of their season in the fall. Unfortunately, Helene stopped that, especially when we lost NC 106, and it really impacted people being able to come here, our tourists, our second homeowners. They're not the only organization that has been struggling with the impact of Hurricane Helene. Across Western Carolina, there are many businesses and organizations that are still recovering, still climbing back from that terrible disaster.
Yeah, you were talking about before we started the show the drop in visitors this year.
And that's right.
Also, you were listening to NPR and the trout fishing industry. That's also dropped a little bit.
Blue Ridge Public Radio, plus even at the national level, they were running a piece about the loss of trout fishing. And that is a billion plus industry in Western Carolina. And the value added is that they'll stay in facilities, they eat, they shop because they're here in this beautiful part of the country. The changing temperatures, the hot summers, and even the warm springs and fall impact the viability of the trout. They were especially talking about the native brook trout, which is very sensitive to these kind of changes. Plus, Hurricane Helene, with all the debris, the flooding, the changes in the river channels have all impacted the trout fishing. For example, one of the guys was talking about, he was just dumbfounded that in some of the places where he would take people on certain trout streams and rivers, Helene moved some boulders and rocks that were biggest of refrigerators, and it changed the channel. The trout fishing industry is recovering from the effects of Helene. I'm glad to see the 4th of July, the town being full and a lot of people are coming back. It will take some time to get back to full operation. And I think that kind of has had an overall impact with tourist industry throughout Western Carolina. We will make a comeback.
And our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, Potter, Dr. Taylor, is a doctorate in art, and I've got one of his mugs. Actually, I have four mugs and this past arts and crafts show. I was going to get two.
Yeah.
But I went, hey, these are nice. I need four when I have guests.
You have good taste, Steve. Those are some of my favorite that I had on the shelf.
I had to take them before you had Sally say, we should put this in our kitchen.
Again, we were talking about the impact of Helene. It impacted my business 2 days after the art show, and I recovered. I had to drive all the way to Spartanburg, South Carolina, in search of a new clay supplier, because I used to go up to Asheville to High Water Clay. Sometimes Sally would go with me, and we'd have lunch and go around shopping. We'd go to our favorite place in Asheville, Top Shoes, look at some shoes and go around. And then I would go out to High Water Clay that was located on the French Broad River, the national distributor, the best clays on earth. I'd say, throw 1,000 pounds on the back of my truck, and I'd drive back to Highlands. Unfortunately, High Water was completely flooded out from Hurricane Helene being right there on the French Broad, destroyed a lot of their critical equipment, and they're not coming back. They went out of business. They had a distribution center in Florida. As soon as that clay's gone, they'll be out of business completely. So I had to go in search of a new clay supplier. I picked up about 300 and something pounds of clay and drove back to Highlands. That's where I heard that article on trout fishing, which is another passion that I have. As the mayor, I don't get to trout fish as much as I'd like to, but I think that's just a wonderful value-added reason for coming and staying and visiting in Western Carolina.
That was a great story the other week in the paper about Still Huey and how you would do your fly fishing, even though you put weights, you know, on your nymphs.
That's right.
It's the Rotary Club. I love what they're doing. These stonemasons are building a nice foundation for the Peace Pole.
That's right, at the community center. And I know they'll be announcing a dedication later on this month. That's going to be a really nice venue where people can sit down and eat lunch by the Peace Pole.
Now I know why at the pool that the roof is open and has been open for a while now. It's been damaged, you say.
Earlier in June, one of our staff people said, look at this, Mayor. I was in the office. He said, there's going to be rain and hail storms, severe hail coming through Western Carolina. I went home and kind of buttoned down the hatches that afternoon in a local restaurant. And lo and behold, there was hail coming down on the cars outside. I didn't think much about it, but Lester Norris informed me that some of those hailstones actually popped little holes in certain panels on our swimming pool roof. The good news is our insurance adjuster will be coming in the next week or so to do an assessment so we can get that repaired. But Lester and I were talking about how time flies. I remember when I first became mayor, the covering for the pool was installed. It's really served us well for many, many years, and I'm sure we can make those repairs. And I was telling Lester, I said, well, it's not that big of a problem now in the summer, but, you know, as we go into the fall and winter, we'll need to take care of it.
We're recording this on the July 3rd, playing it back on the 6th, and starting tomorrow, July 7th through the 18th, if you want to run for office, local offices are open. Also, the mayor, your office is going to be open, and we'll find out if you're going to run.
And also, let me give a shout out again to the Rotary Club for all the work they do on putting on that wonderful 4th of July celebration. Our rec department, police department that has to deal with a lot of traffic and a lot of crowds. Our fire department is always on standby and alert. And all of our town staff and everybody that works so hard to make this a special time of the year in Highlands.